Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Julie Rowe Latch is now nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Commissioner, how are you today?
Terrific. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Good to be with you.
Well, we are excited to have you on board today. Obviously, you know, big things happening here at Cleveland State, the men's basketball program coming off an amazing year, but all the sports at Cleveland State really, you know, always catch our eye, especially when we're rolling through downtown here in Cleveland. Just give me a little state of the Horizon League right now, and how are you doing just a few years into the gig?
I'm doing great, and Horizon League is terrific. You know, we had fall sports in the fall, so we were excited about that. We just got our four championships, and then today we kick off men's basketball league play, and actually Cleveland State hosts a top team, Northern Kentucky, there in Cleveland. So we're excited. There's a lot of great things happening right now, not to mention, as I said, we just completed our championships in the fall, but basketball is underway, and now we're starting league play for the men.
Julie, what's been the toughest challenge for the Horizon League during the pandemic?
I think for not just in athletics, but for all of us, it's been the uncertainty. You know, last year we didn't have fall sports in the fall, and we were trying to figure out how to ensure safe competition in the winter. And we obviously did things a lot differently from a scheduling standpoint and COVID protocols. And this year we were able to approach a more typical model for scheduling, as well as just our teams are traveling and competing. But we're still in the midst of a pandemic, so it's been really important to just keep that priority on safety while really trying to balance fairness.
Hey, Julie, I'm just going to ask you this quick, just because it's such a big football town here. And, you know, we look at Cleveland State. We know they did a vote a couple years ago and asked the students if they wanted football. The students wanted it. They just didn't want to pay for it because we all know it's an expensive sport. I'm just wondering, how often does that question get kicked around your office, football in the Horizon League?
Well, you know, we now have two members with football, Youngstown right. State and Robert Morris, and it's a big part of the identity, and we actually fully support that. If we got to the point where we had more members that wanted to sponsor football, we'd absolutely add it as our 20th championship, and I think that'd be exciting. It really comes down to, as you know, what's best for institution. Some see it as just expanding that sport to their institution to really welcome more students. It can even be a boost to enrollment, but it can also be a great opportunity for the rest of the student campus body to get involved. Like with basketball, that's such a rallying point. And at that point, we're so excited to get fans back in the stands this year. I know Cleveland State's already had a run of home games, but how exciting to have fans courtside here and on our student athletes.
Julie, how do you make it work in a league and compete at a high level without the money draw that is big-time football? Because I would think that's a huge challenge for you as the commissioner of the Horizon League.
Well, you know, our members have really rallied around the priority of basketball, men's and women's. And it starts with our presidents and our chancellors, and I give them all the credit for recognizing the value that college sports brings to their campus, and in particular, the opportunity that basketball brings from just to, frankly, a revenue opportunity to help provide all opportunities and across the campus. So that's really our point of emphasis. Your question is really what is part of driving the national conversation now within the NCAA structure. As you alluded to there in the opening, the NCAA is getting ready to consider a new constitution. And that doesn't happen every day, right? So a new draft constitution is out there. I think recognizing just some tensions that exist in Division I. You're talking about 350 plus Division I schools, 32 conferences, and there are 22 of us that don't have football bowl or football in that bowl subdivision. And then there's 10 of us that don't have football at all, but really prioritize basketball. unapologetically so. So that's recognizing there are already differences in how we operate. I think what we've all come to realize, though, is we've got a lot of similarities, too. And that's why that basketball, our league championship, but that NCAA championship is such a special opportunity to bring together the whole division in that competitive space.
Julie, I just think you talk about the Constitution, and I think about, you know, where the NCAA is right now, especially since name, image, and likeness, and how they've got to refocus and refigure things, and knowing that, you know, that you were vice president of enforcement for a while there for the NCAA. And I think sometimes fans forget the NCAA isn't this, I mean, while it is an institution, and it's a big part of college athletics, the NCAA is also Cleveland State. It's the Horizon League. It's Ohio State. It's Kent State, especially when it comes to enforcement of things. And that I think sometimes we forget the NCAA is Cleveland State. You know what I'm saying? Like we forget that we just want to say, oh, let's blame the NCAA. Well, the NCAA is all these member institutions.
I think you said it really well. It's a group of members, just the Horizon League. We're a group of members. And we, within the NCAA, the Horizon League, will be attending on behalf of that Constitutional Convention casting vote. Cleveland State will have Scott Garrett as their athletics director, Harlan Sands as the president, casting a vote. In fact, President Sands, he serves on the NCAA Board of Directors, which is an incredibly prestigious position and responsibility. And he's fantastic in that role, really trying to guide Division One at this just incredibly dynamic and probably more challenging time than I've seen in my 20-plus years working in college sports. So, but at the end of the day, you're right. We are members, and frankly, we're responsible.
Julie Rowlatch joining us, Commissioner of the Horizon League. Name, image, and likeness has had a greater or lesser impact than maybe people thought it would, Julie. And how is that whole concept progressing through intercollegiate athletics?
Yeah, it is definitely still progressing, and I think remains to be seen what the ultimate impact will be. I think initially when essentially the light flipped and it was permissible for student-athletes to capitalize on their name, image, likeness, July 1, there wasn't this avalanche of name, image, likeness deals like people were expecting. However, it's been a slow build. Maybe it's more of a snowball effect. And what we're seeing are, you know, just this week we saw the first Gatorade deal with basketball all-star student-athlete at UConn. So we're starting to see more and more opportunities happen because I frankly think the market is still figuring it out. And so I think we're going to see more and more deals and opportunities for student-athletes to capitalize on their name, image, likeness. And yes, there are more at among the Power Five institutions. We're starting to see more across Division One, and I saw an interesting stat the other day. The average name, image, likeness action has nearly doubled in value, and it's just over $1,000. There are many less than 100, as you heard about, there are some in six figures, so that you get to that $1,000 figure of what the current average NIL deal is.
I'm also, you know, when it first came in, I kept thinking to myself, well, I know we're gonna hear about the big guy at Ohio State who ends up transferring from Texas. You know, we're gonna hear about these $1 million deals. But then I wondered how it would affect Olympic sports and women's sports. And I thought maybe this could have a real positive boost for the sports that maybe don't get all the super attention the way football does, or you know, gigantic big time college basketball. You know, I wonder how it will affect them in the long run. And actually, I started thinking about it as being a really healthy, good thing for Olympic sports and especially for women's athletics.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think what the key word is opportunity. I think what it does is present an opportunity for those that have already built a persona, whether it's because of athletics or another enterprise they're engaged in. They've built a persona through social media, and now they can make some money off of it. And others are still figuring it out. But we also see we have some incredible elite athletes in Olympics or women's sports who are now starting some significant teams.
Julie, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. We'd love to talk to you sometime down the road. Good luck with the Constitution and all these things that are going on. It is challenging times for, you know, not only, you know, schools, but leagues and obviously the NCAA. And it's going to be kind of fun to see what happens when everything gets rolled out here and you try to come up with a roadmap to what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's definitely an exciting time. I look forward to visiting in the future.
Sounds good. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.